Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we've got governments printing money, creating debt to get through the pandemic.
Correct.
Okay. In some areas, people believe, there's press that indicates or creates the fear that one of the solutions to overcoming some of this debt, okay, or stimulating the economy is going to be to confiscate your assets.
Yeah,
yours and my assets. Take your
and
money.
Pay down the debt with it, and away we go.
Come and just take it.
Just take it.
Right.
Okay. Here's one of the things is that going back a bit now, maybe a week or so, there was a report that came out saying that Canadians are hoarding cash.
Right.
Canadian businesses and individuals.
Yes.
And so the government is looking for some sort of solution to get people to spend this money. So let's go to the people who actually are talking about all this stuff and have an idea of what the economics is behind this and
right.
what they're talking to the government about,
right.
which would be interesting.
Right.
And so we have Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist, CIBC World Markets. Benny, welcome to the show again.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so we are getting a lot of phone calls, emails, queries on what the government can do because there's been so much debt that we and there's been so much stimulus and we have to pay the piper at some point. And so through the world of Twitter, there was some commentary that the government's going to seize Canadians' assets or savings to pay down this debt. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm shocked. This is not going to happen. This is not even remotely a possibility. We are not in Russia. We are not in Cuba. This is Canada. This is not going to happen. So let's put it in perspective. Surely Canadians are sitting on a huge amount of money. I estimate roughly $170 billion of excess cash sitting in checking accounts, looking for direction, waiting for an opportunity to be spent. What the finance minister is telling us is that we will love you to spend this money in order to stimulate the economy, and we will love to encourage you to do so. And I suggest that the minute you provide the vaccine, and the vaccine will come, we all know that, people don't need any encouragement to spend. They will spend like there is no tomorrow. People are dying to spend. They just want the green light. Nobody is going to touch this money, and I'm not sure where all those rumors are coming from. It's simply absolutely ridiculous.
It's social media. Benny, it's social media, and sometimes...
Well, and it's general fear, right? Because,
it's not general. It's happening in this province. It's not happening across the country.
I don't know if it's happening across the country,
but
it's happening here.
We have clients across the country, and if you hear the people who are calling us, it's clients and listeners of this show that are from this province. And there,
fair enough.
And there is a problem with that. And I think what we need to look at is the government, like Benny said, it's not Russia, it's not Cuba. We can't do this kind of stuff. And he's got a point. Now, Betty, don't you think we need some more incentive than just get out of the way, government, give us the vaccine? Like, why not just maybe say GST holiday, PST holiday, and get that money out as quickly as possible? Because there's going to be a drag on the amount of time it takes for people to say, yes, I'm comfortable and I'm going to start spending, traveling, whatever it may be.
Yes, that's a possibility. And I think that's not a crazy idea. Also, I think that when it comes to small businesses, remember, $80 billion of this amount of money is sitting in the pockets of businesses. And we know, unfortunately, that many businesses will not survive COVID-19. But many businesses will start a new trajectory. Yeah. And in order to start, you need to remove red tape. Make it easier on them to start because we will be needing it. So, yes, whatever you can do to support households in terms of spending, but the point that I'm making that a significant portion of this money that is sitting on the sideline is held by high-income Canadians. Believe me, they don't need any encouragement. They will spend the minute they have the green light, and the good thing is that they will spend most of this money on services, exactly where you need the help, yeah. where the jobs are not there at this point. So that will be a double win, if you wish, a win-win situation in which, A, you get the incentive, and also you create jobs where you need to create jobs in the service sector. So I'm very optimistic about the second half of 2021 when we unleash this cash. But clearly, if you can help to spend it, I'm all for it. We need it. Now, let's put other things in perspective. Clearly, the government will have to finance its spending at one point. It's not going to be anytime soon, but let's say 2-3 years from now. Is it unthinkable that given the permanent increase in spending. And for the next 2 minutes, let me explain something. Spending, government spending relative to GDP was 15% before the crisis. Now it's 30, 40%. Of course, it will go down, yeah? But it will go down to about 16, 17, 18, which means that we are going to see a permanent increase in government spending, and somebody will have to pay for it. So it's not unthinkable that 2 or 3 years from now, we will see governments trying to raise taxes. It might be higher inclusion rate on capital gain. It might be dividend. It might be higher carbon tax, whatever it is. But it's not taking your money. It's basically raising taxes, and it will be mostly on wealth as opposed or on income gain as opposed to actual income. So we have to be careful the way we view the situation and express our view, because it's clearly something that might happen, but not anytime soon.
So let me ask this question. Now, are you in the viewpoint that we will not see any tax changes in 2021, and it'll be pushed off because many Canadians, high net worth individuals, are concerned that the inclusion rate on capital gains are going to happen next year. So they got to cash in, take the lower tax rate now, because next year and the year after that, it's going to be even higher. So they're trying to predict what the government's doing here. What would be your prediction?
Yes. So first of all, we know that they already introduced some form of taxation on big tech, as you know, in the last fiscal policy update, and also on options. Now, the rumor is that they will go after higher inclusion rate. I think it will not make any sense whatsoever to start taxing the economy when you are in a recovery mode. Remember, the first 6 months of the year will not be great. The winter will be tough. Nobody is under any illusion that it will be easier. So the real recovery will be in the second half of the year. And do you want to start taxing Canadians in the early stages of the recovery? I don't think it's the right thing to do. And also remember, the revenue aspect of a capital gain tax is very minimal as far as the government is concerned. Another reason to wait. So I doubt they will do it in 2021. I hope I'm not wrong on that. I clearly would advise the government not to do so.
Okay. That's great. I mean, taxes.
Finally.
This fear.
Clear.
But it's clear, right? I think we can put it to bed.
What's your favorite line? Clear is?
Well, clear is kind.
Clear is kind.
Clear
Benny,
is kind. And that's
what we're looking for.
Benny, I want to thank you very much. That was a pressing question for many people, certainly in our province here, people that we've had. I think you've answered that. And thank you for your feedback about what next year is going to look like.
My pleasure, and good luck with everything.
Cheers. We've been joined by Benny Tall, Deputy Chief Economist, CIBC World Markets. Always a good source and a straight talker.
Straight shooter. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Straight shooter.
So for all the people who are worried, I'm agreeing with Benny that the chances of the government doing something like as if we're in Cuba or Russia is remote. So I wouldn't be worried about that. And I agree with him. I don't think that we're going to have a big tax change in 2021. We could be wrong.
Right.
But it's a bad time. Like, let's get recovery going, and then you can, let's get people making more money before you tax them.
Yeah, I agree. Just be very careful, and when you're making sort of tax decisions, don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. You got to do the right thing. We always talk about that, but get proper tax advice
exactly
from a strategic perspective. Okay, we got a seminar coming up.
Let's talk about strategy, structure, discipline on Tuesday, January 19, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
Stick around after the break. We're going to tell you what your superpowers are to protect you in any market environment. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.